A recent push to vaccinate Pakistani children against polio saw health workers combating not just a disease, but also false information.
People say that it's not good, it's not right. They say there is something in this vaccine, that there is swine used in the vaccine, and some say that it takes your manhood away.
Wiped out in other countries, polio is making a comeback in Pakistan with nearly 200 cases so far this year. This village in Shabqadar is one of several targets in the government's plan to vaccinate every child under the age of 5. But the program has been disrupted by regional violence, displacement, and increasingly, suspicions like these.
There is hate for this vaccine. Mullahs have issued 20 different statements. They say that it's an anti-Muslim campaign. It stops young boys from being able to produce several offspring when they are men. It limits them to only being able to produce one or two children. When they grow up, they lose their manhood and sexual urge. Britain and America are responsible for this.
Frustration that such misinformation has led children to fall sick has led government workers to try to counter the rumors during a recent 3-day vaccination drive.
We go from village to village, house to house, and door to door, giving polio drops to those children whose parents initially refused. Sometimes we bring them an influential elder, like a Khan, Nazim, or Malik, or even try ourselves to ensure that all the children are covered.
But in the race against time and ignorance, polio continues to flourish. For Mudassar Shah and Arshad Mohammed, Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.